Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Good morning.
Maybe you have noticed that what you are consuming through your phone has changed your behavior.
Where are you getting it? What would, huh?
I do all the cooking in our house, and so I watch a lot of like 2 to 3 minute recipe videos, how to make quick meals. Mm-hmm. You know, it confines all the steps
right
in easy digestible videos. And I was making dinner the other day. My husband was in the other room watching TV, and I stuck what I was making in the oven, and out of nowhere, nobody's in the kitchen with me. I went, okay, guys, so I'm preheating my oven to 350 degrees. And I heard the TV go on mute in the other room. And I turned around and my husband's just looking at me and he said, guys, who are you talking to? I said, I don't know. I had just been watching a video on how to make this recipe.
So you were in your mind like you were on...
I was replicating that video.
You were doing a cooking instructional thing.
Yes, but there was no camera. I was not replicating this video for anybody. I was not instructing anybody. I was just making dinner for my husband and me.
Wow.
I don't know what happened in that moment.
You're like, take it out halfway through. Make sure you stir it. Put it back in.
You're going to want to flip that meat to make sure it cooks thoroughly.
Make sure you get high quality meat.
If you have a thermometer, that's the best way to check that it's a proper temperature. Who do I think I am? What am I doing?
Well, maybe you should do a video. Who knows? We're talking about when your kids order stuff without your permission. Dana's with us. Tell us what happened.
It was this box of soap for men, and was like, who is sending my husband soap? When we looked on our Amazon orders, apparently somebody had subscribed to an every 3 month order of soap, and deducted that it was our children that was playing with our phone the day before.
Oh no.
Because my husband didn't order it and I didn't order it and nobody else has access to our Amazon account. So we were asking all of our kids like who did it, but nobody would fess up to it.
Uh-oh.
I guess there are worse things you could subscribe to. I mean,
that's
now
true.
You'll smell good. So
that's true.
You'll smell good. Unbeknownst to you, your children have ordered something. This lady had 30 hamburgers from McDonald's show up at her house.
Yeah, it's a lot of hamburgers.
She's like, "What's going on here? How'd this happen?" Of course, her kid got into her DoorDash app and ordered all of that. Has that ever happened to you? A package shows up or something, and where'd this come from? 888-888-9976. What happened with you?
I was getting him ready for bed, and he was messing with my phone. No big deal. I get him in bed. I go downstairs just to kind of unwind. I'm checking my emails, and I have an email from Southwest saying that I have a flight booked to San Antonio.
No.
In a couple days. So
what?
We thought that mom needed to go on a vacation. I have the Southwest app on my phone, and somehow he managed to get into that. I told my husband, I said, I think that's a sign that mom needs a vacation away.
Well, how was your vacay?
Wow.
I know. Too bad I had to work, but it was about
that's
to count.
Funny. Maybe you're waiting right now. Well, don't settle on what you're believing God for just because you don't see it yet. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this quote, and I thought, wow. It says, don't settle, you know, for what you're believing God for just because you don't see it. What you want does exist. And I think it's true that if God is behind something, and if you know if it's going to sound, you know, cheesy, but, you know, where God guides, God provides. He will help make that, whatever that is, especially if it's his will, know it. It's going to happen.
I think, and what you said is the really important piece to this, if it's his will. Because I think sometimes we can get really wrapped up in what we want and we can convince ourselves that it's God's will.
Exactly.
So it's very important to be in prayer and be in the Word and really, you know, align yourself with what God is telling you and the direction that God is pushing you in. But it can be very difficult to wait on God's timing.
It's true.
Because His timing can be so different from ours, and we can get so impatient.
Well, let's just put it like this. God moves in and out of time like it doesn't exist.
Yes.
It's a created thing by Him.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you know, this, I've really seen this plainly laid out in finances. Here's an example. I have got a friend of mine, and he would come to me and talk to me about a financial issue or whatever that they were having. And I said, man, let's pray about it. God can work this out. He can do something. And literally like a week later, we put it on the credit card. And I was like, well, there's nothing wrong with charging stuff. But sometimes if you wait just a little bit longer and continue to pray and ask God for the provision, a lot of times it comes through. I almost feel like we jumped to that as like a safety net a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just wait on God and see what happens first?
Yeah.
You know, we have had like free vans given to us. We've got like a 3-ring binder of financial miracles that have happened. And a lot of it is, I'll be honest with you, Misty, I wanted to charge it and get it right away, or I wanted to just go buy it. But God's like, hey, what happens if you can trust me?
Mm-hmm.
What could happen? You know, once upon a time, there weren't credit cards. What did people do then?
Right. Well, he wrote checks.
Good point. Maybe you have things you want to achieve, or maybe there's just certain goals, or gosh, maybe it's just painting the house. And you're having a hard time getting that done. You're having a hard time starting it. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Maybe this will help. I heard somebody say something recently, and it really dramatically changed my thought process. And this is what they said. Have you noticed that if you're going to meet somebody and they're depending on you to get there, you get there. Mm. You make it happen.
Yeah.
Or let's just say it's your boss at work or something, and you've got certain goals and things you have to achieve for your job. You work hard to get there. You make it happen. But have you noticed this? When it comes to our own lives, we've got goals and things that need to happen. It doesn't go down. It doesn't. We just don't accomplish those sometimes. And this is what this person said, and it really kind of hurt originally. Then the more I thought about it, I'm like, kind of embraced it. Are we respecting others more than ourselves?
Oh.
And am I disrespecting myself by not following the plan that God has for me? If it is to achieve that thing, or if it is to whatever it is, it could be something simple as a home improvement. You know, those projects just don't take off.
Yeah.
Or maybe you start it and you stop. But why is it when someone else is depending on you, you make it happen?
Yeah.
But we don't depend on ourselves.
Right?
You're exactly it, Sally.
Mm-hmm. We're prioritizing their demands, if you will, over our desires to accomplish something.
Right.
Hmm.
How do we have that same attitude of wanting to accomplish something for your job or your boss or somebody else, but we don't really have that same attitude for us?
I've never thought about that.
Me neither.
Wow.
It's a revolutionary thought.
Yeah.
Because we're exhausting ourselves trying to make somebody else happy, and we've not left any room for ourselves. This is all just dawning on me.
Why don't you make yourself happy? Yeah, you know, I mean,
exactly.
You can do both.
Like,
I mean,
out of space, out of time.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, you also think about that thing that you're going to start, and it's like maybe it seems insurmountable or whatever. But hey, if you were having to do something for work, there's things that I do here at work that at times seem insurmountable, but you do it because it's your job.
Yeah.
Well, why isn't our job fulfilling the plan that God has for us? Mm. It just never gets off the ground.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, and they talk about, how if the plane goes down, you need to take care of yourself first. You need to put your oxygen mask on yourself first.
Right.
We could do such a better job for others if we were to take care of ourselves first, if we were to fill our tank first. Like, think about how much more we could give to other people if we just prioritized our needs a little better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think putting God first in these situations obviously helps, because he's going to help give you the strength that you need to accomplish it. But interesting thought. Am I disrespecting myself when I put everybody else's priorities above my own?
Oh.
And it just doesn't take off because I'm lazy or whatever else the reason is. I'm not so much lazy towards the things that have to be done for work or something else.
You just blew my mind a little bit, by the way.
My mind. My mind is blown too. I mean, it's like, wow. Hey, I'd love to know what you think about this. Is this accurate or not? Are we disrespecting ourselves or not? Or are we disrespecting God? There's another question. Love to get your take on that. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. You don't need to worry about not having enough money. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. You don't need to worry about not having enough support for your next move in life. It's interesting. We saw this. Somebody sent this to us. Read what God did with Gideon. He took his army down from 33,000 men to only 300 men, and they still won the war. When God gets behind you, nothing is going to be able to stop you. So maybe we shouldn't worry so much. You know, I think about those stories in the Bible. Let's just face it, guys, there's tight situations. I mean, we have people dying still, and Jesus raising them from the dead. So, I mean, there's God can do anything, no matter what. And maybe in like these situations, we're there for a reason.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, if everything was going fantastic, do you ever really need God?
No.
Good point. Mm-hmm. And don't you think that God puts us in situations, going off of that thought, that we are completely dependent on him, like Moses? God calls him to deliver a message, and he argues with God three times, but trying to think that God didn't understand, he didn't have the ability to speak.
Right. I can't talk, time, God.
The third time God's wrath roared against him, I'm like, I only argue with God twice.
Right. You know, and I wonder, that's a good point. I wonder if God's perfect will is for not to have Aaron speaking for him just do himself. It could have been.
Exactly.
And God just was like, all right, okay, you can have this
all
guy
right,
talk for you.
Fine.
Yeah. Hey, if you relate to this, maybe God has pulled you through those situations. We'd love to hear that story. 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news.
Oh. Be thinking about what your good news is, and then call us at 888-888-9976.
Sometimes things happen and you're like, how on earth is God going to make something good from this? And Stephanie, you have an amazing story about that.
About a year and a half ago, I was a pedestrian that was walking and I was hit by a vehicle. And I got a broken pelvic bone. It was pretty much shattered and a few broken ribs. But I feel like that was my second chance in life, because I was definitely headed down a path of hanging out with the wrong people, doing the wrong things, not living a very godly life. And when I was struck by that car, not one single person I knew in my life knew that I was in the ER room. And for the first time in my life, after 30 years, I heard God's voice. And that was a game changer. It was a life changer.
Wow. Well, what was God saying to you?
He was asking me questions. He wasn't really telling me what to do. It was more so like, what are you doing? What do you want out of life? Why are you doing the things you're doing? Where do you want to be headed? And it was really making me think about my life. It was not godly.
And the choice is up to us, basically what he's saying to you.
I feel like a lot of times in life, God tries to let us hear him, but there's so many things in life that are just blocking him out, or we're not truly listening, so we never actually hear his voice. God utilized that as a moment in time to really let me hear him.
So how is your life different today?
1 year after the accident, I actually started a small faith-based business to help bring others to God and God to others. And I have completely changed the things that I was doing and try to see the positive, and I try to bring joy to others.
That is beautiful. Even in the worst of circumstances, God does not waste those moments on us. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yes, thank you.
Are you ever really ready to do anything? When it comes to like adopting and fostering, that's what I'm talking about specifically in my life. That's something that my husband and I really want to do, but I feel like I have to get everything in order. I feel like I have to be really ready to do this.
Well, it is a big deal. So
yeah, I think every parent goes through that very quandary.
Yeah, you're right. Well, especially something like that. I'm glad you're doing it anyway, but you're right. It can be overwhelming, and then you may never do it because it seems such a, I mean, it's a huge decision, right?
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Yeah. So if you have been through that before, we'd love to hear from you at 888-888-9976. Gail, tell us what happened.
We have been the foster parents of 27 children.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
We have adopted 3 out of foster care. And I can tell you this, that just like the last lady that was talking about the Lord will drop someone in your lap, mm-hmm. I was one that said, okay, I'll take younger children, but Lord, please don't give me a teenager. And I had a teenager come to my home with my 14-year-old daughter, and I got to know him, and he said, well, I'm glad I met you. I'm leaving tomorrow for Milwaukee. And I said, why? And he said, because I'm homeless. And the Lord went, ding, 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 V8 moment. I said, would you like to live with us? Because we had ample room. And I'm also thinking, I said I wouldn't do a teenager. But yeah, the Lord said, but yes, you will. And we had Johnny for 2.5 years. I am still in contact with him. He was as much a blessing to us as hopefully we were to him.
Aww.
And he has turned out to be a wonderful young man. And I just want you to know, Misty, that if you're with the Lord, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Our God is good all the time. And even if we don't see it, or even if we think we have to plan it,
aww,
he will drop a wonderful person in your lap that needs just you.
You know, I got a question for you.
Sure.
There are people listening right now that are probably dissuaded that, I don't know if I want to do that because I'm afraid, especially with the older kids, some kid's going to come in, it's going to mess up my home or damage my own children. We have to go to a break, but can you hang on and answer that question coming up?
Yes.
Awesome. Maybe even thinking of adopting, and there's that thought, especially if it's an older child. A child's coming from it's got to, you know, bring some baggage along with them that's somehow going to mess up your family, so you're not going to do it. Because I even thought this thought myself, guys. I thought, well, I'd love to do that, but what's going to happen? Gail is with us, and she has fostered several children and adopted 3 of them. And what would you say to that person that has that question?
Well, what I would say to that is you stay constant in prayer. And yes, there might be bumps along the road,
mm-hmm.
but your children that you already have will learn from it as well.
Mm.
We had one little gentleman who came from a situation that was really rough. He stole from my son.
Mm.
The little gal we had stole clothes from my daughter. When she went on visitation, she'd steal them, leave them at her biological home thinking, I'm coming back.
Sure.
My kids learned from that. They were hurt, yes, but they learned to be generous.
Mm.
And now my son is a 5th grade teacher, and he takes kids with challenges and loves them.
Oh, love that.
Loves them for who they are.
Right.
My daughter works in medical care in the health profession, and she loves everybody.
Mm.
And guess what? She's a doctor's children.
Wow. Love that.
What a beautiful story.
So be encouraged. And when I tell you I'm praying for you, it is sincere.
Oh,
thank
you. Zoe and
you.
I will pray for you every morning, Misty.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You are more than welcome. I love you all. I pray for your ministry.
Mm.
I thank you so much for everything that you do for us. But I just pray for your day and that you will be encouraged and that your husband and you will hear the Lord's voice. And like I said, it may be a thunk in the head, just like a V8 moment. Going, you know.
Family Life Radio, we're Kenkel Fritz and friends, and it's time for the Joy Report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
You know, we all need some joy. So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Lisa is with us. We heard you got one.
I do. So my daughter, she died 3 years ago, age 32.
Oh, honey.
So sorry.
And she was my only daughter, and I have no grandchildren. But God has blessed me with children's ministry. I have twos and threes, and they are awesome. I get so much love from them, and they just pour out their love on me, and it is so awesome. And I just feel like God just blessed me with that. And whenever I'm down or whenever I'm depressed, I just need my ABCs. God is the Almighty. He is my beloved.
Oh.
He is my Christ. He is my comforter. And I just sing praises to Him going through the alphabet. And by the end of it, there's my joy.
You know what? You bring up a good point in that the good news of what Jesus did is simple. We overcomplicate some things. But yeah, we just need some ABCs, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Love
that's right.
That.
How fun.
Yeah. Singing praises to Him. So, it's awesome.
Well, yeah, we're sorry for your tragedy. It sounds like God's found a way to put some joy back in there.
He did.
Yeah.
And I am ever so grateful and blessed. So, for His mercy, it was awesome. So, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You've given a smile to
them. That's right. Those little cute kiddos that are totally unfiltered and say whatever they want.
Yes, they do. And they got personality, I'm telling you.
That's right.
You know that area outside the patio, outside the church? A lot of times there's the coffee stand out there. Do you consider that to be part of the church service? There is the TV out there. There are the speakers. You can hear the service. There are people sitting there watching the service. My husband and I have just started going to this church, and my husband has some issues with anxiety. He's a lot more comfortable on the patio. And so we sit out there and we watch the church service. But I have noticed that people behave quite a bit differently out on the patio.
Yes.
Than they do in the actual sanctuary.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
I've noticed that, too, because there have been some situations at our church where it's just better for us to sit on the patio as well. We're watching the TV. You're right. It's the scenario where you're hearing the sermon.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, people walk around and talk loudly.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Maybe it's a mindset thing. Maybe if you walk out of the actual sanctuary, in your brain, you're like, I'm not in church anymore.
I don't know.
It
was really bad yesterday. We were sitting there watching the service. I have my Bible out. I'm taking notes. We're not the only ones. There were a couple of other tables clearly watching the service. And then a group of people come out and they sit down, they get their coffee, and they start chattering loudly, laughing. And I was like, oh my goodness, what is happening? And then a few minutes later, this lady comes out and she's like, I know. She's on her phone. Oh my goodness, I know, right? I'm right? I know. And I'm like, what is happening? This is still church.
I think, Misty, I know what's going on. It's a change of scenery. You think you've walked out those doors, you're not in church anymore.
Yeah. But you
it's
are
a,
in
no
church.
Walls.
Well, I don't. I think it's a switch in people's minds.
You know, pre-COVID, that would be a free-for-all. And maybe people just haven't made the switch to think, this is reality church for a lot of people, is the no walls, the freedom of the fresh air.
Sure.
I think you need to talk to somebody.
I would speak up. Hey, I'm just curious. Is this happen at your church? Or maybe, are you guilty of hopping out of service and speaking loudly?
Is this an awareness moment?
Well, I think it's an awareness. I don't think we think about it. What do you think? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. I don't need to hear that lady laugh again. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.